Don't be so caught up on perfection. No one cares for perfection. It's about the emotion. Valerie Jardin on episode 150 of Hit the Streets with Valerie Jardin podcast.
Welcome to Through My Lens with Clay Daly.
Photography, like any other art form, is not only about the technical and the perfect. It is about so much more. It's about taking all of that technical knowledge that we've gained or are gaining and figuring out how we can create something that has all the feels, the emotion, the humanity. And that is why photography is so subjective, or rather, what makes a good photograph is so personal. There are many who will try to teach or tell you how to create a good photograph, you know, a quote, good unquote photograph. And we must be grateful for them, as they are doing something that is of great service to us. But we must then go further and explore on our own how to figure out what emotions we can convey in our work. Now, as Valerie so eloquently put in episode 150 of Hit the Streets, no one cares about perfection. It's about the emotion. Looking at the great masters of our past, we can see many images that we would consider technically not perfect. Right, we would look at them and say, there's something not perfect about this picture, technically speaking. Talking about sharpness, perhaps, or talking about composition, or some sort of rule that was broken by an image. But when you look at the work, there's something about the creations that grab us, that get us to come back time and time again, and that something is the humanity, the emotion, the moments they convey in the work that they that bring us back over decades, in some cases, to the work by some of these creators that we consider the greats, the creators who are cemented in our minds as being the great creatives in our artistic history, our history of humanity's artistic past. Emotions can be either positive or negative, but more than anything, I think the goal for us is to strive for connections that have our work stand out, not for their technical prowess, but because they stand for something. They connect on a human, humane level. Now, the connection should be, first of all, with the creator, the person who is putting the work out there. That work should connect with you first, and secondly, the audience. But I emphasize, it is very important for the work that you put out there to connect with you, the creator. Because when the work is meaningful to you, it actually will come across in the work and become more meaningful to the viewer of the work. So find a way to have work that you produce that is meaningful to you. And hopefully the audience will see it. But if the audience doesn't see it, at least you feel good about the work that you create, and that you know it is of meaning to you, and not just work that is there for created for the likes or for an audience that is sort of vapid and not really invested. So again, the work has to be meaningful to us, and striving for that is my goal, my own personal goal, and I hope you can see perhaps that could or should be something that you might want as your own goal. Make work meaningful to you. If you look at Jardine's work, you'll see that she's actually a great technical creator of photography. But more than anything, there is an emotion, a humanity, and a love of the art that you could actually feel in all of her work. Go to valeriejardinphotography.com and look at her portfolio. This is a great body of work there. But more than anything, when you look at the work, you can tell there's a humanity and a respect she has for the subjects. And this gives off great emotions in the work. It conveys the great emotion she herself feels when creating and presenting the work. And that, I feel, is something that is really important. If you put out work that you feel really good about, and me as a viewer feel really good about as well, because there's a sort of connection that we have. I've never met her personally, you know, only tweeted with her in the past. But the connection we have is the emotion. The emotion she puts out in her work and the emotion I feel when watching it, when consuming it. And that, I think, all of us creatives would feel honored to have with our audience and with the subjects. Now, if a subject sees Valerie's work and they recognize themselves in the work, they wouldn't feel bad about it because she has a deep respect for the subject and you can feel it. You can feel it in the work. You can feel it when you hear her talk on her podcast. And so I am heads off to Valerie for that, for sure. So do go check out her work on her page and also check out her podcast. I Hit the Streets with Valerie Jardin. Actually enjoyable podcast. As I've said in the past, I think the rules are great to learn. And once you do even greater, it's even greater to break the rules, right? Learn them so that you know when and how to break them. So my goal always is learn something, figuring out how to make my work better with the rules, and then figuring out how can I make my work even better by breaking them. So go ahead, figure out the rules, create work, and then figure out how to break them. More than anything, creatives, I say figure out how to convey a humanity, emotion, love in your work. And it could be actually negative emotions. It could be negative love. So it doesn't have to be all positive, because especially if you're doing documentary work, it's not always positive. But figuring out how to create work that actually means something to us, I think, is important. I think that stands the test of time. I think work like that actually is work that tells us humans how another human actually felt or lived. And it's not about technical perfection in that case, for sure. It's about humanity, about emotion, about emotions. So strive for that. Strive for that. Some of us are not very emotional. Perhaps some would say I'm too emotional. But I think photography can teach us a lesson. If you can find out how you can create emotional work or convey emotion in your work, it perhaps could unleash a little bit of your emotional side. And that could be a benefit to the work you create. So learn photography and have the photography you create teach you how to become more humane, more emotional, more feeling. And I think that's a plus about our art form. Photography for me, and prior to this, painting was all about the therapy, the self-love, the exploration of why I needed to create and why it wasn't enough just to consume the work of others who created. Why I had to be in the mix, why I had to put my voice out there. So photography for me is really all about making connections, reaching past my small pond and reaching out to the wide, wild ocean. And the language we all speak is one of emotions and feels. So I hope we can all connect with emotion and around emotion. So listeners, I would like to thank you again for always listening to the show. I really do appreciate you all, every single one of you who listens to the show. And I actually do have a support button for the show. If you go to cwdaily.com/support and click the link there, it takes you to a support page which has the ability to support by a monthly donation of 99 cents per month, or the big kahuna, $9.99 per month. And I really do appreciate anyone who does decide to support me in that manner. Of course, if you don't do that, no grudges here, of course. I would love it if you shared this with all of your followers on all of the social platforms and your real life friends. Because I think I have something of benefit to the community, the photography community, the art community. I think I offer something, and I appreciate you listening to what I have to offer. So we shall chat, or actually, you shall hear me chat in the next episode. It's one thing to make a picture of what a person looks like. It's another thing to make a portrait of who they are. Paul Caponegro.